Diane Harris grew up in Selma, Alabama. The city is still her home today. Perhaps she could have never imagined the turmoil she would see, though, as a teenager in this Alabama town. Her story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Diane Harris was a teenager living in Selma, Alabama in 1965. This had always been home, and her hometown was about to receive national attention.
We knew that history was being made here in Selma, but by attending the Lutheran school, we were encouraged not to participate.
As a student at the Alabama Lutheran Academy in Selma, Diane says she was sheltered, but that didn't mean she wasn't aware and active. In January of 1965, she remembers a conversation outside her school while eating her brown bag lunch.
A student, a male high school student, came over from the local high school, which was the only black high school here in Selma, R.B. Hudson, and he invited us to participate. And we said, when? He says, now. I said, will you leave right now?
Diane thought for a moment, but she knew what she wanted to do.
Hesitantly, I said yes, and me being the oldest, I'm 15, my brother 13. He usually did as Big Sister said. So we grabbed our books, went inside, about 14 to 16 of us.
As she and others prepared to leave campus, one of the school officials came after them.
He was saying, if you all don't come back right now, every one of you are going to fail. You're going to flunk.
The students kept going. The very first freedom song Diane learned was, Ain't No One Gonna Turn Me Around. It came to mind.
When we got slightly out of this administrator's view, I turned around and emphasized, nobody turned me around.
Diane's story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Selma, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.